Well, I have to say over the years, I've noticed a difference in, I suppose, the cost, particularly this year in relation to the free book scheme or the book, you know, the book rental scheme. But that has made a huge difference. But, at, you know, at the same time, it is an expensive time still for parents. And I do find that one of the biggest expenses still is the school uniform and, you know, the Crested uniforms, the special uniforms that you get, they are very expensive. Usually students have to have two of everything, like two jumpers, two skirts. Buy the Crest and you iron it on or you sew it on and you can just have an ordinary, you know, a plain jumper, a tracksuit. And, you know, I think that that would make a big difference. I definitely agree with the uniform because it cuts down on a lot of, you know, competition in school and, you know, children and parents and families who may not have the finances to buy all the latest branded gear. I definitely would be very much in favour of keeping a uniform. It's the back to school footwear allowance and clothing allowance, that does help a lot of people. But there are still a lot of people who fall outside that bracket, and I find that, you know, there's still a lot of costs and outlays at this time of year. And you find as well, going back with you know, going back to different sports clubs and different activities, September is a very, very expensive time for families. The costs are still significant enough at this time of year.
Yeah, big cost. And we're reading as well where 15% of secondary school parents say that they would even have to take out a loan in order to cover the costs of returning to school. So whereas improvements have been made, maybe the scope for more. And as you mentioned, an interesting point there in relation to the uniforms, and I heard Susan Connolly, the CEO of Barnardos, make a similar point today, that it seems to be the Crested jumpers seem to be the very expensive item when it comes to uniforms. And maybe if that could be looked at with, say, a standard uniform across the board, it could somewhat ease the pressure for a lot of parents.
I think it's something that the parents' associations across the county and the country, they could, you know, they could look at that and speak with the board's management maybe to find out if there's any way of getting them at a reduced cost, and then without the Crests, and then, as I said, buying the Crests individually, or else maybe even something like, you know, bulk buying, or if there are second-hand uniforms that are in very good condition, you know, that maybe people could offer those as, you know, for sale at a reduced price, or maybe to give them to the charity shops as well, because I know, you know, that a lot of people would buy those and use those as well. I know that I certainly would. So I suppose it's just everything that makes it easier for parents at this time of year.